Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being redeemed and adopted. I'm going to read you from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where we read, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." The idea of the phrase that Paul used there in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, the phrase, "the fullness of time," is when the time was right. And Jesus came at just the right time in God's redemptive plan, when the world was perfectly prepared for God's work. At just the right time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. You see, Jesus came not only as God's Son, but also as one who was born of a woman, born under law. The eternal Son of God in heaven added humanity to his deity and became a man, born of a woman, born under law. God's great purpose in doing this was to redeem those who were under the law. Because Jesus is God, he has the power and the resources to redeem those who believe. Because Jesus is man, he has the right and the ability to redeem his people. He came to purchase believers out of the slave market, purchasing them from their bondage to sin and death. The famous hymn, "Amazing Grace," was written by John Newton, a man who knew how to remember his redemption. He was an only child whose mother died when he was only 7 years old. At a young age, he became a sailor and went out to sea when he was only 11 years old. As he grew up, he worked on a slave ship and had an active hand in the horrible degradation and inhumanity of the slave trade. But in 1748, when he was 23 years old and his ship was in immediate danger of sinking off the coast of Newfoundland, John Newton cried to God for mercy, and he found it. He never forgot how amazing it was that God had received him as bad as he had been. To keep it fresh in his memory, he fastened across the wall, over the fireplace, of the mantle of his study, the words of Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 15. "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you." Friends, if we will keep fresh in our mind what we once were and what we are now in Jesus Christ, we will do well. But friends, God's work for the believer doesn't end with redemption. It goes on to adoption. It would be enough that believers are purchased out of the slave market. But God's work for his people doesn't end there. They are then elevated to the place of sons and daughters of God by adoption. Notice that Paul wrote that we receive this adoption as sons. We do not recover it. In this sense, we gain something in Jesus that is greater than what Adam ever had. As far as we know, Adam was never adopted as believers are. God doesn't merely restore what was lost with Adam. Believers are granted more in Jesus than Adam ever had. Dear friend, cherish the glory of the standing that God gives to his people. They are redeemed and they are adopted.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.